Chapter 3, Planning and Operational Considerations for Large-Scale Combat Operations. This chapter describes the joint planning that occurs prior to the division receiving assigned airspace. JAGIC members can take part in these efforts through parallel planning. The chapter also outlines delegated authorities. Lastly, this chapter describes operational considerations during large-scale combat operations, when the JAGIC members will have to form distributive capabilities that can move quickly with the division main command post and TAC. Planning considerations and authorities. The JFC-designated ACA may delegate control of a volume of airspace to components in accordance with the theater ACP. Army divisions may request division-assigned airspace within unit boundaries and below the coordinating altitude with sufficient justification, tactical necessity, demonstrated capability to control, JAGIC and ASOC, and trained ability to meet requirements outlined in airspace directives, ACP, ACO, and Appendix 10 to Annex C. The ACA can assign a division commander airspace that corresponds to the division's area of operations and the division's ability to control. When the division organizes, trains, and equips a JAGIC that includes ASOC and TACP personnel, the JAGIC can normally satisfy the ACA's risk requirements for joint airspace control. The JAGIC can also better facilitate responsive fires for the division, as well as deconflict joint airspace users. The JAGIC must receive division-assigned airspace from the ACA before it can facilitate joint fires and joint airspace control for the COIC. Even though JAGIC members are not a part of the Geographical Combatant Commander, JFC, JFAC, or ACA staff, which are primarily responsible for the development of the ACP, they should, if assigned to a plan cell prior to executing combat operations, conduct parallel planning and contribute inputs and airspace requests to these higher headquarters. This is only while select members are assisting with mission analysis activities. The JAGIC is a current operation center and, once formed, is not responsible for plans. The shaping and preventing operations that precede the defensive and offensive portions of large-scale combat operations are opportunities for fire cells, airspace cells, and ASOS members to shape the tenets of the ACP prior to its publication. This practice ensures the ACP better reflects the division commander's intent and priorities. The ACA develops the ACP during the joint planning process in coordination with components and other joint forces. The JFC approves the ACP. See JP50 Joint Planning. The ACP is a supporting plan to the campaign, contingency, or operations plan. The ACP supports military operations and is balanced by the JFC's acceptable level of risk for the preservation of resources and mission accomplishment. The ACP establishes procedures for the airspace control system and integrates all resources capable to control airspace. The Theater Army Service Component Command, BCD, or other Army Force Headquarters is responsible for ensuring the ACP supports ground forces operations. A division JAGIC must be reported and included in the ACP to be recognized as an airspace control element and for the division to be assigned an airspace control area or sector. Requesting the coordinating altitude and shaping the JAGIC's authorities. The ACP will outline the authorities a division JAGIC will have to procedurally control assigned airspace within its portion of the Joint Operations Area, JOA. The JFC-designated ACA approves the CA and recognizes airspace control elements that have the capability to control airspace above and below the CA. Early establishment of the CA is paramount to the division's operational success. When delegated division assigned airspace, the JAGIC controls a volume of airspace and coordinates its use for Army airspace users and all joint airspace users below the CA. Missions above the CA are coordinated through approved channels and controlled by the CRC or Airborne C2. The CA can change by phase in subsequent ACOs and is not necessarily uniform throughout the JOA. Division requests to the ACA for delegated division assigned airspace enables the division to effectively achieve objectives, synchronize warfighting functions, integrate all airspace user requirements, and dynamically deconflict airspace user requirements for more responsive fires. The requested CA needs to satisfy those specific requirements for the current concepts of operation, maneuver, and fires. Changes to the CA could be daily in a fluid operational environment. Considerations for forming CA requests include: projected max ordinate for prospective munitions based on terrain, fires assets, position areas for artillery assets, enemy, and scheme of fires. Division staffs should request a CA set high enough for the JAGIC to engage the preponderance of its intended targets without the ASOC coordinating with external airspace control elements such as the AWACS or CRC. Most units request the CA be set at or slightly above the highest cannon and basic rocket ordnance, since the majority of guided multiple launch rocket systems and precision missions will exceed any viable CA. At a minimum, divisions should consider a CA high enough for mortar fires and low-angle artillery fire. A higher CA is required for the divisions that cannot effectively shoot most fire missions low-angle. Divisions that anticipate a high volume of joint air support or joint air assets transitioning the area of operations will need a CA low enough for those airframes to operate without performance issues and not burden the JAGIC with large volumes of joint air assets to track and coordinate. The CA changes. It may change by phase of an operation and is not the same across the JOA. This helps facilitate joint forces operations in accordance with the JFC's priorities. Each division needs to request and justify requirements for assigned airspace and corresponding CA, and assess those requirements throughout the operations process. Although not a requirement, divisions can submit a CA justification memorandum, request for division-assigned airspace, through the chain of command to the ACA. The unit's targeting process can determine the division's primary weapon systems critical to mission accomplishment and associated airspace requirements. Divisions should request CA based on the requirements to employ primary weapon system and ability to control airspace. A corps with multiple divisions normally establishes main and supporting efforts and establishes priorities of support, and therefore should review and prioritize division CA requests before sending to the ACA for approval. For example, the main effort division may have more high-mobility artillery rocket systems, HIMARS, firing in sector, or the Corps may have positioned HIMARS for the deep fight in a division area of operations. In such cases, the Corps should make concessions with the ACA to prioritize division CA requests. AMD concerns and authorities. Division staffs should recommend, by phase and locality, the air defense warnings, weapon control statuses, rules of engagement, and combat identification procedures best suited for the division's area of operations beneath the CA. Multinational forces and local authorities. Considerations for the employment of fires, aviation, and UAS. For developed theaters and multinational operations, the ACP should address procedures that integrate non-organic brigades and local agencies into both air-ground operations and the Joint Fire Support Plan. Additional considerations for CA selection in the form of questions. What are area of operations and boundaries of units? What is the primary killer for selected timeframes? Does that weapon system have priority for airspace use and ACMs and FSCMs required for employment? How many prospective sorties of air support are in the area of operations, and how many transition or operate inside division-assigned airspace? How many CAS sorties per day are allocated? Where are the friendly artillery firing positions located? What is the artillery's primary mission during select phases of the operation? For example, counterfire or direct support. And where is the artillery's primary target? Does the terrain require high trajectory fire, reverse slope? Are primary fire missions low angle fire? And do fire missions require max range shots? Based on above answered questions, what is the max ordnance for each system? Mortars, 105 mm, 155 mm, and rocket and missile artillery. What are the basic loads and anticipated sustained fire rates for each system? What risk will the ground commander accept to employ assigned UAS? What manned and unmanned aircraft must be flown between the guns and prospective targets? Will terrain limit the range of the JAGIC communications for controlling aircraft? And what is the ASOC's communications range? How is the JAGIC manned and what is its capability? Where are the phase lines, fissile, and or forward boundary? Do friendly forces have air superiority? Can an AWACS or CRC capability clear airspace above the CA? What is the threat to friendly aircraft in the area of operations, and what is the seed plan? Are higher headquarters firing units inside the division area of operations? Air and missile defense considerations. There is a close relationship between airspace control and counter-air operations and air defense requirements. The JAJIC must not interfere with counter-air operations and provide responsive support toward achieving and maintaining air superiority over the division area of operations. The AMD officer in the JAJIC does not receive authorities direct from the AADC, the Army Air and Missile Defense Command, AAMDC, or the assigned RADC or SADC. Instead, the AMD officer in the JAJIC receives guidance from these agencies through higher headquarters and the JAJIC's linkage to the JAOC. Targets that affect air superiority and counter-air operations can be above or inside division-assigned airspace. Therefore, the JAJIC must understand the AADP and how to rapidly integrate joint airspace users supporting the AADP. The AMD officer is responsible for understanding air defense warnings, weapons control statuses, and identification authorities from the AADC, and communicating them to the JAJIC and subordinate units when required. The JAJIC AMD representative must be knowledgeable about the implementation of Division SHORAD and locations for theater ADA assets, such as Patriot missiles, within the division's area of operations. Unit airspace plans. The division staff participates in parallel planning with subordinate brigades. The division airspace element provides airspace guidance to subordinate brigade ADAMS and ADAM/BAEs. The brigades are primarily responsible for developing the control measures that support tactical plans and incorporating those control measures in a unit airspace plan. The brigade's unit airspace plans are integrated into the division unit airspace plan in sufficient time to be sent to higher headquarters and integrated into the theater ACO. The division is responsible for quality control of these unit airspace plans prior to collating them and forwarding them through Corps to the BCD. To help facilitate this process, the division must publish Appendix 10 to Annex C of the Operations Order. Appendix 10 should highlight all the relevant information from the ACP and senior echelons Appendix 10s. It should also, in concert with the division TACSOP, inform subordinate units on the standards for unit airspace plan submissions and provide guidance on portions of the division airspace the brigades will procedurally control. For an example to Appendix 10 to Annex C, reference FM3-52, Annex F, and for techniques on how to draft Appendix 10 to Annex C, reference FM3-52, Chapter 3. Considerations before moving the JAJIC from division to corps. ASOCs are currently designed to aid divisions in procedurally controlling airspace and integrating airspace users in volumes of airspace comparable to a division's area of operations. However rare, there may be operational and tactical scenarios when the JAJIC's capabilities and the ASOC may be needed at echelons above division. These scenarios include fighting in a relatively small and shared area of operations, such as a city during urban operations with soldiers from multiple divisions within the corps operating in close proximity. In this scenario, it may be impracticable for a division to integrate all airspace users without disturbing or negating corps effects. A multinational corps fighting with multinational divisions unprepared to integrate the capabilities of an ASOC or organize as a JAJIC presents a dilemma with the division JAJIC technique. The Corps may advocate for different CAs within the Corps boundaries based on subordinate divisions' capabilities to control airspace. This technique will help because the Corps area of operations is often too large for a single JAJIC to procedurally control a large number of airspace users. Corps headquarters operating as senior tactical headquarters without assigned divisions. In some tactical scenarios, Corps might be maneuvering brigades without division command posts to integrate effects. When the Corps is acting as the tactical integrator, it should employ a JAJIC. Early in an operation, Corps command posts may be more expeditionary than division command posts and could be the first mission command node controlling fixed formations. In this scenario, the Corps may incorporate a subordinate division's JAJIC into an early entry command post. Operational considerations and distributive capabilities. While conducting large-scale combat operations, the division main command post and TAC must remain mobile to defeat the threat of enemy fires and to facilitate maneuver and follow-on operations. The JAJIC, as part of the COIC, will not remain static for several days or weeks as it would during security and stability operations. For these reasons, the JAJIC members, both Army and Air Force, must remain adaptive and ready to perform the JAJIC functions from vehicles, containers, and hasty shelters, and as a distributive capability during TAC movements or command post displacements. Chapter 1 introduces the reader to a fixed Jajic design for operations when COIC members can occupy the same command post. This is a proven design and allows the ASOC portion of the Jajic to remain integral. To support large-scale operations, division command posts and ASOCs must explore adaptations to this design and incorporate new techniques into their TACSOPs. Given the current Army and Air Force material solutions for communications and mobility, Jajic teams should experiment and aid the division command posts in becoming more mobile and distributive. Techniques for moving the Jajic. Regardless of the division command post's design, all divisions must be prepared to relocate and develop distributive capabilities to facilitate relocation. Command post displacement places stress on the division to sustain a Jajic capability. The foremost requirement is to maintain airspace control and enable division and joint fires. The ACA is responsible to the JFC to ensure the airspace control elements and procedures support all joint operations and forces. The division deliberately plans the Jajic displacement and coordinates procedures with the ACA in the event the Jajic is unable to maintain airspace control. Movement of the Jajic will place a burden on units' resources that are external to the division headquarters. Here are two recommended steps. 1. Prepare, tailor, and relocate a distributive Jajic capability to attack command post. 2. Task an AIC, usually organic to the CAB, Foxtrot Company of the General Support Aviation Battalion, GSAB, and/or subordinate ADAMS to assist with temporary Jajic responsibilities when the command post displaces. Developing distributive capabilities and leveraging other division assets is the only effective means of conducting displacements while maintaining a Jajic capability to control the division-assigned airspace. Recommendations for Jajic personnel and equipment to move to the TAC for the purpose of displacement are as follows. Note, this complement of personnel represents 12 hours of sustained capabilities. For 24 hours of sustained capabilities, each service member will have to have an additional complement displaced with them to the TAC command post. Additionally, service members and equipment required for operation of the mission command and joint C2 systems listed below must relocate to the TAC without degrading capabilities in the main command post. Lastly, the SAD must either be dual-hatted as the ASM or add the ASM to the list. Jajic Chief. Army Airspace Control Personnel, 1 shift. SAD. Jajic Airmen, 1 shift. Remaining Jajic personnel will have to assist with command post displacement. TAC command posts are resourced with adequate fires, ADA, and Army Aviation to provide Jajic support. The TAC command posts Army Airspace Control and Air Force JTAC sections require augmentation to assume Jajic responsibilities. Risk management considerations for moving or distributing the Jajic. As with any displacement of a mission command node, there is inherent risk to mission and friendly forces when moving or distributing the Jajic. Commanders and staffs must rehearse command and signal concerns to identify friction points and make refinements. Jajic members must train more in the field to validate personnel, vehicles, and systems for large-scale combat operations. All Jajic members must also be experts on systems, allowing the Jajic flexibility to move a limited number of people to the TAC for a short duration without losing capabilities. Furthermore, Jajics must train with the CAB's AIC and select members of the Divardi, Field Artillery Brigade, or Force Field Artillery Headquarters to rehearse scenarios that require those separate agencies' capacities. In addition to the risk management considerations listed in Chapter 2, below are some considerations unique to command post displacement. Authorities. Commanders ensure that authorities are in place to empower subordinates and help them build working relationships based on trust. When the Jajic displaces or becomes a distributive capability, the division staff must develop a table of authorities and create shared understanding for the responsibilities of each mission command node. Command interaction. Once the Jajic becomes a distributive capability, the staff must build processes into the battle rhythm to ensure Jajic members are receiving the commander's intent. Brief updates over the division satellite radio net is a technique to distribute command guidance. Enemy collection and effects. Before the Jajic displaces, the division staff should create effects that disrupt or neutralize the enemy's collection and fires capabilities. Selecting periods in the battle when joint fires and other divisions' effects overwhelm the enemy, or the enemy is displacing themselves, may be ideal times to displace the Jagic and avoid detection and interdiction. Simulations and wargaming. The Jagic should conduct exhaustive rehearsals and wargame displacements prior to execution. A deficit in fires integration and mission command of airspace users is unacceptable and will impede the commander's ability to apply persistent pressure on the enemy. Battle handoff. The Jagic should develop standard operating procedures for battle handoff with an alternate command post and procedures for receiving the battle back once the main is reestablished. This will help validate that the alternate command post has all of the required capabilities to mission command and that fire support missions will not be lost during transitions.